Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. Good fortune is a vibration that stands alone by itself. Think about it as a particular layer of an onion, but a very important layer. And in this layer, good things happen. And the person in charge of this good fortune is a goddess of abundance and good fortune. One of the major rules or law or principle of good fortune is the rule of multiplicity. That is to say that things need to multiply. It can't just be something that is standalone. So, for someone who wants to undertake a business undertaking, there has to be multiplication. So, this also helps the law of attraction to bring back more of the same. So, one becomes two, two becomes four, four becomes eight becomes 16, 16 becomes 32. I'm not going to challenge my math more than this. 32, 64, you know what I mean, right? So things need to multiply. And if you see a business venture that enables you to multiply, then go ahead. Of course, you need to think about the other aspects of it and how to do it, et cetera, but it has to have the nature or value or ability. It has to have this important ingredient of being able to multiply. If that happens, if you have that, then the law of attraction can support you in multiplying things. So the goddess of abundance works with things that can multiply because that is where she can show her skills and talent. What do you think, right? I mean, how would you know that the goddess of abundance is with you? How would you know that good fortune is with you? Only if you can see things multiply. Oh my God, a huge peacock just came and sat. And wow, this is beautiful. And you know something? I'm back in the city of gods, which is in this other state of Tamil Nadu that I've told you. I'm originally like my parents, grandparents, everybody from Tamil Nadu. That's where, genetics. And these peacocks are running around because there's a huge grove, huge grove of coconut trees and mango trees and everything. And these peacocks, and because the coconut trees are, they have a thin trunk and then they kind of fan out at the top. So because of that, you can see the bottom part. It's not like other groves where everything is covered with leaves, but you can see all these peacocks running around. And this huge peacock just came and with this beautiful tail, it's sitting on something. And now, if you think, and this is what I read, Goddess Juno, maybe someone can look it up. She has some connection with peacocks. And peacocks, because of their brilliant shine and beauty, they kind of hang around in such places where there is a lot of trees. And I'm sitting on the fifth floor. This is the highest floor of the hotel. And it's the same American hotel that I come to over here to stay. And wow, another peacock just landed. Beautiful. And so, they're busy running around and they're running around on the ground. And then, they kind of jump up and land on something. And so you can see these peacocks running around because of the fact that, at least to a certain length, distance, because of the fact that coconut trees have slim trunks and foliage, the greenery on top. So you can see up to a certain level before, the foliage kind of thickens, 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 and you can't see anymore. But you can see these peacocks running around, and there are plenty over here. So think about it. So the goddess of good fortune has to do with multiplicity. So wherever you see that something is going to multiply or has the ability to multiply, that is where you need to go and put your money. That is where you need to go and put your efforts. Okay, this is not, I'm not telling you now, the first thing that multiplies, go put your money. You have to do your homework and you have to see that everything works out really well. And it's not about just money. You can find things that you can do that can multiply, which just needs a bit of your effort and energy and not that much investment, maybe, very, very little. But then what it needs to have is this important element or ability to multiply. That's where things can just go out of whack, in the sense that I'm using this thing out of whack, or can grow enormously. Because once the goddess of good fortune is with you, wow, you will just see things multiply, 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 and multiply. And that's how, there are some ridiculously, and I'm using the word ridiculous with a very, in a very respectful manner. These people who are rich, they get richer. Oh yeah, that is another peacock. So these people who get rich get richer because the goddess of good fortune is working with this multiplicity ability. And I'm still searching for the right word to say. And that's why they get ridiculously rich at some point. Because the goddess of good fortune is working with them. The law of attraction is working, and it is multiplying things, to an extent that is to other people, it would be ridiculous. Wow, how can he even have so much money? How is it even possible? Because the law of multiplicity is at work. Now, this is something that it works like the law of gravity. Like the law of gravity is just going to pull things down to itself, right? What goes up must come down. It's going to land back. And so the law of gravity is not partial to people. Oh, this person is good. I'm not going to work on this person. This person is bad. I'm going to work even more on this person. So the law of gravity is not going to increase its gravitational force just because a person is bad. And it's not going to reduce its gravitational force and pull just because somebody is good. It is very impartial. And so with the law of attraction, it is impartial. It's just going to multiply what is already there. It is going to multiply what is already there. And it's just going to keep doing it. So now, what do? We need to make sure that since the law of attraction is going to work anyway, anyway going to work, so let us make sure that the thing or the object that it's going to work on is going to be something that we like, that we favor. A dollar bill. Yay! Let the law of attraction work on that. Let it work on beauty. Let it work on love. Let it work on positive things that have a great vibrational effect. And so it will work. It has to work. It's like the law of gravity. It is always working. There is no need to feel doubtful about this. Are we doubting the law of gravity? No, it exists. We all know. And oh, I did love this one when I was a child. Well, maybe a new teen, might be 13 or 14, who knows? We went to a planetarium where they have this dome, rounded dome roof, and they show all the planets and everything. So my mother took us there. Some relatives had come to visit. So we went, and I loved my weight. I loved my weight on the moon scale. I was so light. So anyway, I must have been at some age where I can register this, right? I mean, as an 8 year old, who cares? But I must have been maybe just into my teens where, being pretty now mattered or whatever it is. My weight was fantastic on the moon scale. People are lighter on the moon scale. And of course, the Earth scale is different. And then the moon scale is fantastic. Like, I don't think there's a really a liking or not. I think it was more of a wonder. I really don't think it was about weight. It was just the fact that people are lighter on the moon scale. They had these booths, and if you go into a particular booth and that represented a planet, so it would show you on this planet what would you weigh, on that planet what would you weigh. And so yeah, the weight on the moon scale was fantastic. And I mean, really light, obviously ridiculously light. But you see, the law of gravity on Earth works all the time. And we need to see that the law of attraction, which is working all the time, is going to be working on the right objects, right subjects. And the right subjects are love, money, I mean, more money, and jewelry, gold, diamonds, that it's increasing all of these things, it's multiplying all of these things. Good relationship with people, good reputation at the place that we work, good reputation with people. So if good reputation already exists, then the law of attraction, by virtue of the law of multiplicity, is going to multiply that, is going to keep working on it. The magic genie working on it. No doubts over here. It's going to work, whether you like it or not. Now, we want to already reduce our debts. No debts. Okay, don't borrow more. Because if you borrow more, that's going to increase. I almost feel like somebody is listening here, someone important. And yeah, so the more you borrow, the more it's going to increase. And we don't want that. We want more money in your bank. We want the law of attraction to work on that. Because the goddess of fortune, good fortune, supports, or she is responsible for the law of multiplicity. I'm still searching for the right word. What is the word to use here? I'm still searching. Well, until then, if we plant one tree, it should become 2, 4, 6, 8, 16, 32, 64. Dot, 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 dot. And so when we think about it this way, I'm like, oh my God, we are deliberate manifestors. We have to be deliberate about this. Deliberate, like absolutely focused, and say, look. Look, this is what it is. This is what I want it to become. And then allow the law of attraction to do its work. It's going to keep multiplying. The goddess of good fortune. She is all about multiplicity. So, what is the kind of work that we want to do? And then it keeps multiplying. If somebody, and that's why they say, if you really want to make money, you need to go into business, because that is where we can really multiply. If people are working for another company, then yes, if you use this law of multiplicity, then it's going to work, but it's going to work for that company. That company is the one that's going to get really rich. I'm not saying it's wrong, because if you use your efforts for the benefit of the company, then a person gets recognized as a great employee and can keep his or her job and get a raise. Promotions and raises. But then ultimately, you have to understand, fictitious Jane has to understand that, okay, I'm using my manifestation abilities for sure, but who's the benef benefactor. I mean, who is getting the benefit of this? It is the company that's going to get it if we use our skills and talents for that company. And so this is why at some stage people realize that, you know, I'm using all my skills for this company and it's great. I'm recognized as a fantastic employee. I'm good. They love me. They know about my skills. But am I really using this rule of multiplicity on myself? All the sales that I do, all the selling work that I do, it's for this company. Where and how is it benefiting my bottom line? How is it increasing the money in my bank account? And yes, of course, you know, if it's a salesperson for a particular company and he's getting a commission, then yes, it is increasing his personal wealth also. And so we can use this rule of multiplicity for the companies that we work for, or, you know, we can either be a great artist, performer, salesperson, and we can really make this company prosper, and we will be recognized for what we do. We get promotions. We get to be solid employees. We will be recognized for our work for sure. And I would say continue, don't discontinue. Because being recognized for our good work is an amazing thing. But then ultimately, at some point, maybe sooner rather than later, we need to start putting, you know, eggs into our own basket. And so then while we continue to be great employees, and we should continue working because, you know, then we are recognized for our talents and skills. Oh, this person is a fantastic artist, dancer, performer, singer, employee, accountant, you know, lawyer, whatever. But at some point, we need to start thinking about, okay, so we're using this rule of multiplicity or law of multiplicity. How are we going to use it for ourselves? So then we can start to think of a business for ourselves. And then we think of how can we apply this to our business? And so you need to seek something that is going to multiply. Because then the good fortune goddess is like, yay, I have fun. I'm going to work here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to increase. Because that's where she gets her kick from. You know, I mean, if she's been given a job and that's to multiply things, and she's a goddess of beauty and virtue and skills and talents and amazingness, then obviously she's going to focus on working on the good things. Things that are beautiful, like trees, you know, abundance of trees. And remember I said that we're focusing on trees now. We select rooms that are facing the greenery. You know, we have a view. And of course, I made a couple of I need you to correct a couple of things that I said the last time. And one is I'm not choosing greenery over luxury. That's not what I'm saying. Luxury is something that I'm always going to love. I meant construction. You know, construction, like seeing construction out of your window, because then that multiplies. But we would rather see greenery. And yes, if it's a toss up between a suite and a fantastic view, at this current moment, I'm going to choose the view. But, you know, luxury is something which I think is already well ingrained in my consciousness. And so that's going to keep continuing. But, you know, at some point, maybe the suite with the view, correct? Like, let's have it all. And on that particular day, I did ask, said, you know, why don't you give me a suite with this view? And they said, we just have three of the suites. And they were all taken away. I mean, they were all taken by somebody else. And so they had a suite, and I chose the view because right now I'm supporting greenery. And I know that my luxury energy is very, very strong, very solid. It's not gonna, you know, go down just because I chose a view over it. But yes, I'm supporting these views. I get these peacocks. The gods and goddesses, by the way, support nature. Because if you support nature, the gods and goddesses are going to come with them. They're going to support you. Do you see what I'm saying? There are hundreds and thousands of gods. And very important one. And I'm just throwing numbers there. You know, I doubt there are so many gods. But I'm just saying, you know, important gods who are in charge of nature. Thunder God, Thor, big fan of nature. And here, locally, there are many gods and goddesses, and they're all overlooking and protecting nature, including many fairies and angels. So when we work with nature, we're not going against the gods. We are flowing with them, just to let you know. And I'm giving you an example. So there's this very important goddess. And she is at the foothills, her temple. It's huge, 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 huge. She's at the foothill of a huge range of mountains. And with a bunch of elephants roaming around. I mean, you'll literally see them roaming, walking up and down. And they'll be standing and watching with their families and, you know. And so she has these thousands of acres of forest around her. And she is overlooking all of that. At the same time, she's supposed to take care of the safety of the travelers who drive through these mountains at night. So she even takes care of their safety. And this huge temple is at the bottom, at the foothill of this huge range of forests. Now, the roads approaching this place, the city, this village, are very green. Groves and groves of coconut trees. But then we came across a certain plot of land which had construction going on. So they started to build because, you know, the person, whoever owned that land from before, felt that the land prices had, or the city had gained enough importance that land prices have gone up. And so he started to construct. So what did he do? He got rid of a whole acres of coconut trees and made plots and started to construct. These houses that he's constructing are beautiful. They're wonderful. And so we saw that. We looked at the house that was already constructed. But then, you know, while we were thinking, shall we not? We decided, you know, if we encourage this builder, this construction person, by buying something from him, and I'm one of those people and my family, whenever we're interested in something, it just grows. That thing becomes very profitable. And so we decided consciously that no matter how much we like that house, we're not putting our money into it. We're not going to buy there because looking at him, if this guy gets profitable over there, all of those groves of coconut trees, they're going to start disappearing. And people are then going to profit from all the construction that happens there and this whole scenic place. And who wants to anger that goddess over there, right? She's so nice to me. She's so nice to her family. She's always nice to us. And why would we upset her? And when we say upset, we're not talking human upset. We're just saying that we don't really want to go against the deities who are in charge of that place. But at the same time, you know, I have my own brain. I think so. The last I checked, did I really check? I'm not sure. But let's just say, okay, maybe Sukhani has a brain somewhere in her head. So I'm just saying that, okay, we can think for ourselves too, right? I mean, why would we want all of this greenery to grow and go away and then put our money into that house? And if I put my money, if we put our, as a family, we say, look, we love this. We're going to take this house. Even if we start to consider it, the profits of that construction person is going to go, you know, it's going to blow. I mean, it's just going to grow. And then by the virtue of the law of multiplicity, you're going to be seeing all so many houses over there. And all the construction people making money and the poor, you know, animals, what are they going to do? Where are the peacocks going to go? Where are the monkeys going to sit, right? I mean, so we said, no, we're not going to buy. We decided we're not going to buy. And from that point, he has not sold even one house. Not even one house. And that original house that he built is still sitting there. He built a couple after that. All of that is just the same way. None of them have, been sold. But that also passes a message to the construction companies that, look, let's leave these trees alone. Let's not try to make a profit out of this place. And so our choices and decisions really make a difference over here. I also said cloudy with a hint of meatballs. I think it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs or something like that. My nephew used to watch it all the time, when he was really tiny. And then another movie we always watched was Trolls. And I just love original Troll movie. It's amazing. And so here we are. We're making all these decisions. We need to make the decision of putting our efforts behind the thing that is going to make a profit for us, because the goddess of good fortune works with the law of multiplicity. And we're going to take a little break and listen to some music. And I think we are going to play It's Hot. It's one of my songs. And no, it's not there for purchase. I still have to put it out there for purchase, properly put it out there for purchase. But let's come back after this couple of minutes. And I'm hoping you're still going to be there. So hold on tight. Kandia, you're for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. Power. Power is something that should go behind the things that we want to see multiply, not behind the opposite. So, they say in the law of attraction that if somebody has a debts, then for the time being, if you cannot immediately get rid of that, at least do something where there is an automatic payment. It could be the minimum, it doesn't matter. That is something for you to financially consider. But put it on the side. That is to say, have some kind of automatic payment going towards it so that automatic payment is at least reducing the debts. It could be as much or as little as you want. But then push these debts to the side. Don't take any more. Don't take any more. Resist. And, or if you do take it, the whole thing should be controlled properly so that, this payment that is going towards the debt kind of always keeps the debt at a very controllable level. Set the debt to the side. Don't think about it. Consciously imagine yourself. So here's this debt, and let's imagine it to be a small pile, not a big one. We put it to some maybe corner or dark place in a drawer. We put it somewhere. We put it somewhere where we don't keep thinking about it and making affirmations like, oh, I'm in debt, I'm in debt, I got so many debts, I've got this, I've got that. No, don't think about these bills. Just have some kind of automatic way to pay them and push it to the side. Now, consciously take focus from this and put it onto wealth creation. So now let's say that these debts, they don't now gain our attention, focus, energy. And this energy that we have is now going to go towards wealth creation. And so then the law of multiplicity, by virtue of what we focus on, is going to work on this particular thing that this particular subject matter. Wealth creation. Multiply, multiply, multiply. The goddess of fortune, good fortune, is working on this. She's like, yay, let me do some work. So in glee, you can just imagine her rubbing her hands in glee and saying, I'm gonna work on this. And then she's gonna work on that. And she will put her power behind that. And you know something? We have to trust that this works. Now, these debts, because we have to pay them off, because we have to pay them off, we do allocate some money towards that. Not a huge sum, a little teensy weensy bit. Now that's working. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. I mean, I can be one, but I'm talking of the law of attraction. So you have to decide how much you have to put in order to keep it under control. And then forget about it. Take your attention. Forget about the bills. Pay them automatically. Forget about the debts. Get them paid automatically. Take your focus and energy because you are an amazing creator. You take it and you put it towards wealth creation. The law of multiplicity, the rule of multiplicity, is going to work on the wealth creation rather than the debt. Multiply the debts. It's not working on that. Multiply the bills. Multiply the debts. It's not going to work on that because your focus, the subject that you focus on, is what the goddess of good fortune is going to work on. Now, let's see. Okay, so you have the goddess of good fortune. You need her on your side. You want to work on wealth creation. You have her with you. You're help. She's helping you out. She's doing all this multiplication. Multiplication, multiplicity, creation, whatever she's doing. Now, if somebody puts their attention on the debts, then they're going to be inviting the, I don't know if I should call her a goddess. Well, whoever is in charge of misfortune and all these negative things, whoever works on that, their department portfolio. So whoever's working on that, you don't want their attention. His, her, it. You don't want that attention. You don't want to attract the energies that work on the forces that work on misfortune and multiplying that. Correct? So if people are going to be thinking of the debts and woes me and all of those things that people say, oh, my debt is so high. The bills are just pouring in. all these statements that people make. Well, if they make that, then their attention is on that. And the forces that are in charge of misfortune are going to come and start their multiplication. They'll keep multiplying all of these things. So we don't want to attract their attention. We want to attract the attention of the goddess of good fortune because she's waiting to work. She's got her gloves on, manifestation gloves on. She's like, let me at your belt. I want to multiply it. So, yeah, so we as humans have to focus properly and get her attention onto the things that really, really matter. So here, in the US, whenever I went to movies, and I don't know, but most of the movie theaters there did not have these recliner seats, and I went for a lot of movies. Every week I was at a movie theater. There was one near where I lived, and so watched a lot of movies there too, but I don't remember recliner seats being available. I'm not sure. Maybe I just didn't notice them, so I sat on regular seats. There was one or two theaters, one in Austin, one in Las Vegas, where they brought food to your chair, to the place that you to your seat. I remember one in Las Vegas, one in Austin. But I don't have a memory of many recliner chairs and food service at your seat. Here, oh my God, these theaters are huge, and they have dedicated theaters that are luxury oriented, and each theater has a row at least of recliner seats. And so we always choose those, and it's really amazing. It's the VIP category, and the theaters that provide luxury, recliners everywhere. Oh my God, these theaters are so amazing. It's feeling pampered even during a movie, and then you get to order the food, and they come and deliver it to you, and so many items on the menu. And so, yes, I'm saying that luxury is something that we can't run away from. And so, ever since I've come here, especially last few months when I finally discovered, that, oh my God, I need to go for these movies. And yes, VIP seats all the time now. None of the seats are not recliner. They're all recliner seats, food service at the seat. You can eat an entire lunch or dinner at these seats. Of course, I prefer eating home food. We prefer our own food at home. So yeah, we have popcorn or something like that, But they've got corn, Mexican corn, masala corn, popcorn. I mean, the smaller items that are not dinners and lunches because we prefer to eat at home. But you see, the VIP experience, the luxury experience can be found, especially if you're focused. It'll start getting drawn to you. You will find it. And as you enjoy it, more shall come. The law of multiplicity, the rule of multiplicity, it is going on working. It's going to keep bringing because that's its job. It's like, that's my job. If the law of multiplicity just came and said, oh, it's my job to multiply things, just like the law of gravity. And so one more thing I said the last time, I said something about, the lineage of sages, and some sage went, not sage, but one of their descendants or some of the family members who come from the sages went to Vietnam and ruled. Well, it was true, but they went from the north of India, not the south of India. So no, that didn't happen from the south. It happened from the north because I went and I read up on it. And yes, they married one of these people from my lineage, went to Vietnam. I think it was Funan or something at that point. I'm not sure. and then married the queen over there. And so, yeah, but those people, they wouldn't have come back down to India. You know, that lineage would have continued over there itself. And then they also took that to Cambodia. And they were following that religion for some time. And so you have, you know, presence of temples and things over there. And so, yeah, they wouldn't have come back down to India. That particular lineage would have continued over there itself. But they went from the north, not from the south. And so when you think about it, you know, our ability as master chefs is based on the fact that we're aware that this law of multiplicity is going on happening and that we need to bring its, allow this law to work on the things that we really care about. For example, you know, if you're a singer, yes, how do you think singers get so rich? People like Beyonce and Jay-Z. I mean, even if we don't think of Jay-Z as a really great person and his music as being great or whatever it is, but this is law of multiplicity, rule of multiplicity that is going on working, you know? And because something is existing, it keeps multiplying that. Now, none of us may really say, okay, you know, we want to listen to Jay-Z's music. And I do apologize to the people who like his music. But what I'm saying is that is the thing that helped them get rich. Whether we like their music or not, and whether it's good for the world or not. But the fact is, how did they get rich? You know, so think about it. You want to have this law work on the things that you really want. And, you know, if we spread good vibrations and we're in great vibrations and we're spreading vibrations with good, you know, which have a good effect, then more of that shall come. And then the negative consequences, so maybe they are making money because the law of multiplicity is working with them, correct? On their music and their life and everything. But, you know, there are certain consequences to spreading negative energy, or there are other consequences that can happen. So before we decide, okay, you know, we are going to have this law of multiplicity, rule of multiplicity, work on our projects, on some of the things that we're doing, we have to see the long-term effects as to what is growing, what are the other consequences that can come to us because of it. Just because something is growing doesn't mean that it's necessarily great for us. So the goddess of good fortune, of course, is going to support people, not just in money, but she's going to support them in lifestyle. She's going to support them in family values, the family being a good unit working for us. She's going to support the whole thing. She's not just only focused on money. So there are people who could use the law of multiplicity on money itself, but then they're forgetting the other things that they want the goddess of good fortune to be working on. So the whole thing is a unit. It's a whole bunch of things that's going to go hand in hand with each other. So, you know, somebody could make a lot of money through construction, you know, basically have this multiplicity rule work on that, and their business goes on expanding. But then what are they doing to nature, correct? So in what way are they earning some kind of negative karma doing these things? So we need to see that, that we are able to see that, okay, so we're in the construction business, we need to provide homes for people who are looking for homes, you know, it's a good thing to do. It's not a bad thing to do. But then when it becomes something where people are like, I'm just going to keep constructing and attracting people to the city, and the city is already exploding at the seams, it's exploding and we're still going on building. And then more people are being taken away from agriculture because these people pay them marginally more. And so they come from the villages, they start to crowd the cities. This is what is happening right now in the cement city. It's gone beyond the level where, you know, construction was needed to build people who needed to be their homes. It's gone beyond that. It's gone to the level of, let's use the law of multiplicity to keep multiplying the cement factor. And it's gone beyond control, basically. So we are the people who are going to be choosing how we want this law of multiplicity to work. What is it? What are the projects that we want to build, because it is going to work. But we want it to work on something that has a very good energy, because then that is going to come back to us. The good energy that we send out comes back. We are flowing in this layer of good fortune, because good fortune does not just include money multiplying. It includes everything. It includes love, peace, joy, you know, kind of where you trust each other, good things, and beauty, the right beauty. Good fortune includes everything, and we are the creators who are going to have this law of multiplication working on the projects that are really, really good for us. And so, when we think of things that are good for us, then we're thinking for ourselves. We're thinking of how we want things to be. Who are the people we want around us? And so, you know, when we start to attract one good person, another one comes, another one comes, another one comes. And we have this buddyship, you know, peers, buddies, support group, people in our group who are good. And then you must have heard, right? People, they get into the wrong groups, and then more of that, they keep attracting more and more and more. The energy, atoms, molecules, whatever it is that is vibrating, is sending out a certain frequency. It is at a certain frequency. Many energy packets of the same gather. And so that's why people say, you know, parents also say, okay, kids, you need to have good friends. You need to be in right company, because then more of the same shall come. But when people start to walk down incorrect paths, you know, the wrong path, then what happens is they just keep attracting more of the same. With the song, It's Hot, you know, it's getting hot now, it's getting hot now. We want to attract amazing things to us. Let's increase the heat, even if just a bit, you know, just for starting. Let's say from today, we're going to increase the heat on our projects. Little by little also, and then more and more. And let it multiply. Let it multiply. See it multiply. It also happens with babies, correct? One cell, two cells, three cells, then a baby. A whole human being, correct? It's so amazing. It is this law of multiplication, multiplicity, and the goddess of good fortune is in charge of that. But remember, good fortune includes everything. It includes peace, love, togetherness, happiness, joy, all the higher vibrations of emotions. The goddess of good fortune supports that. If multiplicity is only used on money, but the energy surrounding the way that this money is made is not good, the law of multiplicity will then increase that too. So people who are in mafia land, correct? They get the money, but then they also have other things to deal with. They're busy running away from cops. They've got multiple cops running after them, police and other forces. So, yeah, this law of multiplicity is going to work on everything that is part of the whole. So it's not just money, but it's, if money is growing, but the energy surrounding the money and how it's made is not good, the law of multiplicity is going to work on that. And then all of these other things are going to increase. More police. Wanted list. More wanted list. So all of that starts to grow. Yeah, and so people need to know that, you know, they have to make sure that the whole thing is good. The whole thing is good. That we are not just targeting the money. Like, we want this money to grow for sure, for sure. But the forces around, the energies around this money needs to be such that when the law of multiplicity starts to work on this money and it starts to grow, There should be no other negative energies around this money because that will start to grow also along with it. And so we just want to make sure today that yes, we will increase the heat on our projects. We want good fortune, but good fortune is something that includes positive energy. It's not just money growing and then the energy surrounding the money are negative because then that's going to grow. We want good fortune. Good fortune includes all the great things that are in our life. And today we want to turn up the heat on the projects that we really want to see growing. And so when we talk about the fact that, oh, Dr. Doreen Virtue, she stepped away from her angel therapy. And she had the law of multiplicity working for her, books. She just kept publishing books, oracle cards. But then she went against this whole thing sometime back, I think 2017, but I think her journey against this whole angel business of hers started some time ago. She got disappointed in love and something happened and she was on a fourth marriage, something, and then she's with somebody else, from what I hear. But she started to put her energy onto something else. Now that's growing. But then she became an enemy of her previous work. So she's saying, people don't use tarot cards, don't use oracle cards, don't use divination methods like, the pendulum. Don't, do any one of these things and don't talk to gods and don't talk to angels because you could be inviting the negative and all the stuff. No, it's up to eat. None of these things are bad. They're all tools. The pendulum is a tool, the oracle cards are tools. All of these are tools. It depends on how we use them. And you can use it to attract good energy. There's no point in becoming an enemy of these things because these things have existed for a very, very long time. People wanted to start to predict the future because, they were scared of the unknown. They wanted to know that something good is going to happen to them. I mean, think of the people who, well, don't think of them. I'm just going to say it and then I'm going to cancel the whole thing. All the negative things, anything that is negative, which has been said, which, very, very, very little, we want to cancel it right now. But think of somebody who probably went through many broken relationships and she lost hope and she was sliding down the emotional guidance scale to hopelessness and complete lack of self-worth and lack of confidence. Like she was at the bottom rung of this emotional guidance scale. And if you know about the law of attraction, then you know about the emotional guidance scale. Well, let's say she's really at the bottom of it, and then she hit bottom and she needed hope. She went to a card reader, she went to somebody, and they gave her hope and they said, no, we see into your future and you have a good future. You're going to attract your soulmate. Mr. Right is going to come and sweep you off your feet. Prince Charming is on his way. Wow. That's hope there for you. So it depends on how we use all of these to get into a better level of energy. And I got my warning and we need to close now. So we will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, I want you to have a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show.